Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Well, a scathing six-year investigative report on Planned Parenthood was recently released. Lila Rose, the president of a pro-life youth-led organization, Live Action, distributed a 60-page investigative report on Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, and they distributed this to members of Congress. This was just earlier in May, late May, that they distributed this, asking them to defund Planned Parenthood, that organization. Now, according to Live Action's multi-state investigative report, which is entitled Lies, Corruption, and Scandals, 6 Years of Exposing Planned Parenthood, that's the title, which was distributed to the members of Congress and is available online, Rose and her investigative team have documented the abortion provider's covering up of the sexual abuse of children, aiding the sexual exploitation of girls, accepting donations to abort black babies and girls, and not informing women about post-abortion PTSD, among other illicit and even illegal activities. Joining us now then here on the broadcast is the president of Live Action, Lila Rose. Lila, it's a pleasure to have you on the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, this is just astounding. Tell our listeners about this investigation and then elaborate, if you would, a little bit on some of these points that I just read that are just unconscionable that your organization exposed about Planned Parenthood.
Of course. Well, this investigation is actually 6 years, as the report says, of investigative work of the nation's largest abortion chain. You know, not a lot of people even know this, but Planned Parenthood is a tax-funded organization. They get over $500 million every year from taxpayers. That's over $500 million. And they kill over 320,000 children in the womb every year. This is in our own communities, this is in our own neighborhoods, and this is what we are tolerating, whether you're a person of faith or you're just a taxpayer, it doesn't matter, you're a parent, a concerned parent of kids. But along with this, they're not only perpetuating this great violence against a child in the womb, but they're hurting our women and our young girls in our communities, and a lot of our investigations show this. They don't care about the holistic well-being of the woman. Instead, they see her as an abortion patient. So what we see is girls come in, maybe they're victims of sexual abuse or even sexual trafficking, and instead of doing their job and reporting it as their mandated reporters for sexual abuse, Planned Parenthood works to cover up the abuse to profit off of a secret abortion. So this is just a sampling of the kind of activities that are taking place all across our nation, endangering girls, and, of course, hurting babies in the womb as well.
Now, how did the investigation take place? Was it a covert type of investigation where you actually went into the abortion clinics, or how did you get the information that exposed them in this way on the in this report?
Sure. Well, most of our work, there's a background of research. So you study court cases, maybe girls who've been sexually abused who are suing Planned Parenthood. You put together other reports and studies that have been done, and then we do our undercover investigative journalism. So we actually, in each investigation, we send out field workers into the abortion industry, very brave folks, who go undercover and who document the same activities that we've researched and begun to build the body of evidence around. So in the situation of sexual abuse cover-up, I myself have even posed as an underage girl, maybe just 13 years old, saying, oh, I have a boyfriend, you know, who's 31. What do I do? And Planned Parenthood, instead of immediately reporting that or trying to get me out of that situation of abuse, tells me, assures me they'll keep it a secret and will get me a secret abortion for me to then go back into the arms of the 31 or the much older man who's abusing me. Mm-hmm. So we have these tapes all on our website at PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. You can view them. I think it's really important that people see them. But actually, we just released today a new investigation, which is also at Planned Parenthood Exposed, and I'd love to share about that. I think this one is something that especially parents and educators would be particularly concerned about. It's really important that they're aware of it.
Yes, please share about that, and let me also share the other website with our listeners as well. Their website is liveaction.org. You can go out to www.liveaction.org, and there was just a new press release that was released out there on June 10th as well, and so you can read about that. Maybe we'll talk about that in a minute, but tell us what the what was just released out there on, you said it was Planned Parenthood Exposed?
Yes, so the website's Planned Parenthood Exposed, and we just launched a new investigation this morning, the release of it. And this one is so disturbing. It's almost unbelievable. Mm. It's difficult to even talk about because it's so out of the realm of what most or almost all American parents and faith leaders and educators of children think is acceptable for what how we should be talking to our teenagers. Mm. See, Planned Parenthood receives their taxpayer dollars for the so-called sex education of teenagers in America and the so-called health of teens. Under Obamacare, they stand to receive another $75 million a year goes to sex education, and Planned Parenthood is already receiving undisclosed amounts of money from that extra money every year on top of the $500 million they receive. Mm-hmm. So we decided to investigate what does Planned Parenthood, how do they talk to teens about sexuality? What messages are they giving our teens? They're claiming to be the premier sex educators in the country. So we actually went undercover posing as teenagers into their clinics to ask for a consultation about sexual matters, which is something that Planned Parenthood claims to give all the time. And the results are so disturbing. Our videos online, are the viewers that watch it, their discretion is advised. We want to make sure that this is something that parents know that it's extremely disturbing material. And the full footage is you can access through an age-restricted login. But Planned Parenthood is promoting bondage, sadomasochism, domination, and other violent sexual practices to who they think are 15-year-old girls. Mm. So to be clear, discussing with a girl, coaching her, not only how to continue to have sexual activity as a teenager with her boyfriend or with other guys, but how to use whips, asphyxiation, other really instruments of torture to try to increase and even break skin, increase pain during sexual activity. I mean, it's so outside of the realm of what any parent would want for their child that it's, again, difficult to even get into, but this is what this tax-funded organization is promoting to our teenagers.
I'm reading some of the transcript that appears on the YouTube piece that's out on your website on PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. And it shows a Planned Parenthood person, say, asking the question, speaking about kinky sex and domination and this stuff like this, and encouraging a 15-year-old to participate in these types of activities that are there. And the point to all of this is, as taxpayers, we are paying for this. Our taxpayer money is going to support this. So we've got people out there working for us, basically, in Planned Parenthood, who are now giving this type of counsel to a 15-year-old. Now, Lila, you took this this report to Congress, and you went door to door and gave the congressmen and women in Washington, all of them, a copy of this. What's been the response? What are they going to do about the funding for Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think it's time for Congress to take action, and we've been sending our evidence to the Hill to make sure that they're equipped with the truth about these matters. I mean, it really is in the hands of our representatives to craft the budgets which fund Obamacare or determine the appropriations under Obamacare and which fund groups like Planned Parenthood. And I know it's difficult and testy politically in D.C. because you have a very pro-abortion Senate and President, but the House of Representatives does do have to vote on the legislation that leaves their chambers and heads over to the Senate. So we firmly encourage it and are saying we have to see some plans, Parenthood. It's time to stop this ridiculous and outrageous support of the biggest abortion chain. And you can sign the petition for that on our website, PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. We urge you to visit. But also, if you're a parent, call your local superintendent. Call your local school board. Ask them point blank, are you having any kind of relationship with Planned Parenthood? If they even try to dodge the question at all on the other side of the phone or in that meeting, you know that something is up. Planned Parenthood is out there with tentacles in our communities, trying to build relationships with our schools to get access to our precious children and trying to create a wedge between children and their parents so that they can promote dangerous, deviant, sexual experimentation, practices like torture sex, practices that parents would just be shocked and deeply disturbed to discover. And this is a group that's tax-funded. So parents, you have control. You have control at the local level. Don't wait for Congress to take action. They can sometimes take years. We have to protect our kids today. So, again, call the local school officials and get in touch and make sure that there's absolutely no Planned Parenthood in any way, close or having any relationship with your school and the kids in your community.
Do we have leverage with the local school boards to get them to break any sort of association with Planned Parenthood?
Yes. So I think that showing the truth is always very powerful. Showing these tapes, writing a letter to the editor. If you don't actually know people on the school board or anyone in school officials, that's okay. You can start creating a campaign within your community to put pressure on the school officials, whether it's meeting with the principal or meeting with other officials, and then writing that letter to the editor, setting up meetings, get a group of parents that may agree with you, get some more parents on your side so you're a team, and then just have those meetings and keep the pressure on. So we're not going to give this up. We're going to keep making noise until we make sure that Planned Parenthood is never allowed on this school campus. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, on the positive side, look at and find out what is your school's approach to sexuality. Are they taking matters into their own hands and promoting dangerous and truly immoral sexual practices to teens? Sadly, a lot of schools today are doing that, and parents is going flying right under the radar. Parents, I think that a lot of them, they're raising kids in a difficult time. Our kids today are being just flooded with messages from the media, from Hollywood, online, pornography. It's a really tough time. Mm. But parents can take a stand in protecting what their kids see and don't see. They can take a stand to talk about these things openly with their kids and say that there's a high standard and that's what God's plan is for marriage. It's for sex, that's marriage. Delayed sexual activity, waiting for marriage is something that's only going to bring them more health and happiness in the long run. It's a thing that's going to help them live the lives that they're meant to live instead of get caught up in sexual disease and heartbreak and pregnancy and even as far as, pornography addictions and practicing these very deviant and dangerous practices. So I think having those conversations and then being really aware, not putting our heads in the sand about what's happening in our local schools, I think that's all part of resolving the problem and really taking matters into our own hands. And at the federal level, sign the petition. Sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. It's on our website, PlannedParenthoodExposed.com, the biggest abortion chain, the promoter of bondage, sadomasochism, torture sex to teens, dangerous sexual information for teens. Sign that petition so that at the federal level we can be working as well, but needs to be at the community level for sure, that parents, educators, people who care about young people are out there taking action in their communities.
Mm. Well, Lila, you are doing an excellent job on not only opposing but exposing what's taking place there at Planned Parenthood. I need to tell the listening audience that out on your website, you actually were in a debate with the head of NARAL. Is that correct?
Yes. So a few months ago, I was debating the head of NARAL about abortion in America. It was actually a good debate, almost a half hour long, where we went through the different, I think, lies, really. I call them the abortion mythology, which has made abortion legal in our country because people have made women afraid and have confused people to believe that somehow abortion is necessary when that's completely a lie. And so a lot of this information got out there. I thought it was a great time to be talking about it. I also answered some of the tough questions. What about abortion in a case of rape? What about abortion in the case of the mother's life and health? How do we approach that? And so I answered those, and I think that's an important thing for people to do, is know how to answer the tough questions. And our more information about that is at liveaction.org. Mm. We recommend resources because we need to be equipped to talk about these things.
Mm, excellent. Again, Lila, thank you so much for the work that you're doing there. You speak very articulately about this issue. I think that your passion is something that people can get behind as well. You've done a very good report here. 6 years, you guys are very patient on putting out the results of that report, then going and giving the report out to Congress. All of the pieces seem to be in place here. You guys have done an excellent job. Really appreciate the work that you're doing. We had agreed that we needed to let you go a few minutes early because you got another meeting to go to, so we're going to go ahead and do that. But thank you so much for the work that you're doing, and thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thanks so much. God bless you.
All right. You too. That was Lila Rowe. She's the president of what's called Live Action. You can go out to their website at www.liveaction.org. And as we mentioned during our discussion there, that there were a number of good information, a lot of resources available to you out at their website. I talked about there's a debate out there between Lila and the head of NARAL. NARAL is another organization much like Planned Parenthood. And so she actually debated the president of that organization, so you can watch that. There's some investigative reporting and some videos that are available out there. They have Life Action News, and so you can get news stories about what is taking place on the issue of life. There's press releases that are available out there. They also have it's called The Advocate that they have. It's I think their magazine talking about life-related issues as well. There's ways for you to get involved in this movement that is taking place. I think this is what we've been waiting for. Somebody who really does their homework. They do a very good job. They do it in a very ethical way. They're very articulate. They understand what the issues are. I think that all of the elements are coming together in this particular organization. It's certainly something that we can get behind. They mentioned that they have another website as well. This particular one is called PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. And so you can go out to that website, and on PlannedParenthoodExposed.com, you get some of the same type of information that I was talking about on the other one, only this one is a little bit more graphic about exactly what Planned Parenthood is up to. They actually have to have on that website, they have to have a separate login for you to be able to hear what is said to these 15-year-old girls that go into Planned Parenthood. So you have one, there's a 6-minute video right on the front page of PlannedParenthoodExposed.com, and it also comes with subtitles on the it's a YouTube presentation, but you can see on there very clearly what is taking place. But then there is also a section where if you want to view the age-restricted extended footage of what is taking place, you can then go out there in order to view what is taking place on that page as well. And so, again, that website is called PlannedParenthoodExposed.com, and out on that website, then, you can see what is taking place there. They've got some good information for you to see out at that website. They also have some press releases there and a petition for you to sign. So you can sign that petition. It's got some of the abuses that I were talking about. And actually, the entire report about Planned Parenthood is available online as well. Their 6-year investigative report that they did. You can go out there to find out more. We only have a few minutes left in the broadcast today, but we got time to run out to the phone line. Tom is on the line. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I just have one question, maybe just for a little bit of thought.
Sure.
How many people you think locally and statewide and nationwide are that are Planned Parenthood that are on our school boards? Maybe why we can't seem to get going.
Yeah, that are on the school board, so they're preventing the exposing of this
maybe,
information.
Maybe, like you say, Planned Parenthood has such a wide outreach, maybe that's how they
get the connection with the school.
Yeah,
I bet.
Politics for them a little bit.
Yeah, I would think that you're absolutely right. I think that there's probably, if not, Planned Parenthood people themselves, there are people that are sympathetic to what Planned Parenthood is doing. I had the opportunity to have Barack Obama on the radio program when he was still a senator. This was in 2008, just prior to the election. It was just about a month away, I think, from the election, the first election, of course, which he won and became the president of the United States. But I asked him about the issue of abortion. And, in his very slick and nuanced way, he made the case that no one was pro-abortion, that they would one abortion was one too many. These were his exact words. And that, he would love to see adoption and everything go forward. Now, all of that was a lie. Immediately afterwards, as soon as he became president, he signed some of the most pro-abortion legislation in American history. And he was given 100% voting record by Planned Parenthood. And he has since funded them to levels that they had never been funded before in the United States. In fact, Lila here was just telling us to the tune of $500 million is the funding that they currently receive. And so you have people like that, politicians that will say, well, I'm not for abortion, but these services are necessary for young girls and so forth. It really is just a bunch of baloney. It's just a lie. They know what's taking place in these clinics, and yet they are going ahead and funding them. And we need to just speak up louder and make it a point where their people would be embarrassed to be associated with what's taking place there with Planned Parenthood. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. And I say maybe some of the school boards that are elected, but maybe that question should be asked. Do you work for Planned Parenthood? Are you associated with them, or do you support their views?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. We need to ask more questions, and then when we find somebody who is, we need to hold them accountable, expose what's taking place, and oppose those people that are bringing that into our school system. I don't know how much exposure you've had to the public school system, but well, you have a difficult time giving a student in the public school system an aspirin or Tylenol if they have a headache, and yet we can take them out of the school and go give them an abortion without the parents' consent. That's absolutely bizarre and ungodly.
Dr. Boland, I agree. I had to, even when my children were in a local high school, I had to get in my car, go to the nurse's office, and hand them the aspirin for the headache in person.
Yeah, so when you've got that taking place on one side, and yet they have the ability to then take them to an unregulated clinic in order for them to hear this type of language that's spoken to them about sexual acts, plus, telling them, condoning it and telling them this is completely normal. Plus, they could actually take them to have an abortion without the parents' consent. It's absolutely absurd that we allow this to take place. Tom?
The parents' responsibility for complications afterwards, even without their knowledge.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Kevin, I appreciate it. I know you're about out of time, and you have a great day, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom, for your comments today. We really appreciate it, and I especially appreciate the honorary doctorate that you gave to me as well. It's something that I cherish and I'll take with me for the rest of my life in ministry. Just kidding with you. Thank you so much. Again, we've been talking about Planned Parenthood specifically on this part of the program today. And the websites that we were talking about was PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. That's PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. You can go out to that website to find out more. And also another one is called LiveAction.com, and they are a pro-life advocacy group, a lot of information out there for you to use. We started this portion of the program off by talking about their scathing six-year investigative report on Planned Parenthood. The actual report itself is called Lies, Corruption, and Scandal, 6 years of Exposing Planned Parenthood, and you can get that online at their website at www.plannedparenthoodexposed.com or www.liveaction.com. You can get it out there as well and read that report for yourself. You know, the Bible speaks very clearly about this. It says, thou shalt not kill. We don't have the right to take another human being's life in this way. It's actually, thou shalt not murder is the way that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about it. This is the taking of human life, a life that is made in the image of Almighty God, and it's absolutely wrong. Remember this, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth. To keep this ministry strong and coming your way, you can make a financial gift at knowingthetruth.org by clicking on the donate button.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.